Chapter 1. Why do the righteous suffer? The Book of Job. Sam Job awoke that morning, as he did most mornings, filled with hope and joy. While he didn't always say the words out loud, or even to himself, his mindset was one of genuine appreciation. Thank you, Lord, for all you have given me. Thanks you for my beautiful wife, my wonderful children. Thank you for all our health and relative prosperity. Thank you for my success. For Sam, these were not just empty words. He really was thankful. He had met his wife, Laura, in college. There was an instant chemistry between them, although she played hard to get for a long time before breaking down and going on a dinner date with him. That was the night that started it all. Now, 25 years later, they were married with 3 children, a house in the suburbs, and 2 flourishing careers. Most importantly, they were still very much in love with each other. They still found ways to make each other laugh. They still found time for romantic intimacy. For Sam, his passion for Laura got even stronger over the years. The more he loved her, the more he desired her. He knew she was aware of it. He probably loved and desired her more than she him. That was okay by him. This morning, like he did every Tuesday, it was his turn to drop off and pick up the twins from daycare. Tuesday was always Laura's longest day of the work week. Sam had somewhat more flexibility in his work schedule. The law firm where he worked for the past 8 years never gave him a hard time about his family obligations. He was a beloved member of the firm. Everyone at his office knew Tuesday was his day for the kids. They were happy to oblige. He enjoyed spending the extra time with the kids, and he felt good about being able to make his beautiful wife's life easier. As he came down the stairs of their modest split-level home and finished knotting his necktie, he caught a glimpse of her bent over, unloading the dishwasher. He snuck up behind her and wrapped his arms around her waist and kissed her neck from behind. "Morning, baby," he said.
"Morning, Sam. Say good morning to Daddy."
"Good morning, Daddy,"
the twins said in unison. Jonah and Noah were fraternal twins. They were 4 years old. Both were terrific boys, but they had very different personalities. Jonah was much more serious and organized, even for a 4-year-old. He got that from his mom. Noah was the clown. He was always joking and getting into mischief. They had a strong bond with each other, and they were very close. These boys, and their older brother, were everything to Sam and Laura. "Sammy made it off okay?" he asked, referring to their oldest, the 16-year-old. "He is a crabby pain in the ass."
"Mommy, you said a bad word,"
Jonah admonished.
"That's enough, Jonah. You guys finish eating. We are going to be late."
With that, Laura kissed everyone and started gathering her stuff for work. She zipped her briefcase closed and strapped it over her right shoulder. With the same hand, she grabbed the travel mug containing her 2nd cup of hot coffee. She was a matrimonial attorney for a small but highly regarded firm located on the island. She was dressed in a skirt and matching suit jacket. She looked professional, but you could still make out the outline of her amazing figure.
"Bye, guys. Be good for Daddy. I will see you tonight. Be sure to remind the teacher that I don't want them napping. They never sleep when they do."
"Okay. Have a good day.
Text me after you drop them."
The door closed behind her, and she was off. "Okay, guys. Get your shoes and jackets on."
"Is this the right foot?"
Jonah asked. "Yes, that is correct. Noah, what's the holdup?"
"I farted,"
Noah replied, and then he and Jonah both burst into raucous laughter. "Don't say that. It's not nice. Now put your shoes on, silly." The shoes were on, jackets were zippered, backpacks were mounted on their small backs as they left the house and jumped into the back of Sam's new Ford Escape and headed to their daycare for a day coloring, counting, socializing, and whatever else it is kids do during the course of a day in a daycare program.